You're listening to Biceps After Babies Radio, episode 296. Hello, and welcome to Biceps After Babies Radio, a podcast for ladies who know that fitness is about so much more than pounds lost or PRs. It's about feeling confident in your skin and empowered in your life. I'm your host, Amber Brzezicki, a registered nurse, personal trainer, wife, and mom of four. Each week, my guests and I will excite and motivate you to take action in your own personal fitness as we talk about nutrition, exercise, mindset, personal development, and executing life with conscious intention. If your goal is to look, feel, and be strong and experience transformation from the inside out, you, my friend, are in the right place. Thank you for tuning in. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Biceps After Babies Radio. I'm your host, Amber Brzezicki, and today's topic is a completely relevant one, I would assume, for most of us listening to this podcast, and that is the topic of overwhelm. So to kick off this topic, I have to start with a story because this podcast happened more organically than some of my podcast topics. Now, the way that I structure my podcast, I have a list of topics that I would like to record podcasts on. And in the beginning of the quarter, we create a schedule and we kind of program out those topics. And that comes from things that I like to talk about, things that I see people struggling with, coaching calls that we've had, things that we're dealing with our clients. And we kind of crowdsource all of those things and topics that you guys message me about. And then we create a plan for the quarter. And then I tend to go through and block record for the podcast. So, you know, in a couple weeks' time, I'll record, you know, 5 to 8 episodes and kind of just batch a bunch of episodes at once. And that allows me to, you know, stay ahead of the recording schedule and, you know, get a lot of content recorded in a short amount of time. So that being said, a lot of times I'm sitting down to record and I'm recording the thing that I said I was going to record and that I outlined and that I, you know, for whatever reason came up with that topic and now I'm going to talk about it. And I'm not sitting down a ton of times like, you know, an idea hits me and I just sit down and hit record. I'm usually planning things out. I'm usually outlining things and it's a little bit more scheduled and prepared, I would say. So last week I was driving my home from dropping one of my sons off at basketball and I didn't have anything playing in the car. I was just kind of sitting and thinking and it was in the middle of the week. So it was like a Wednesday and the week was just, it was just a really hard week. And I was specifically very present to feeling very overwhelmed. I just had a lot of things on my plate. I had a lot of things to do for my job. I had a lot of things to do with the kids, trying to get them ready for school and things like that. And I was just very present to feeling overwhelmed. And one of the things that I hadn't done because I had felt so overwhelmed was get on stories. Like it just had been a while since I even got on stories. And so as I was driving home, I was thinking, well, maybe I should get on stories and talk about me feeling overwhelmed because this is a very relatable experience. We all get into these experiences of just feeling very overwhelmed with life and the things that we have on our plate and the things that we are supposed to be doing. And so as I was driving home, I was thinking, okay, so if I'm going to get on stories, you know, what am I going to say? What's going to be my, like, you know, 1 minute spiel about overwhelm and what can I share that would be really relevant to people? And as I started kind of thinking through what I would say in my stories, I realized I had a lot to say about this subject. I was like, this is going to be a really long story because I have so much to say about this subject. Maybe instead of doing a story, I should do a podcast about it. And that actually got me really excited. And, you know, as I mentioned before, a lot of my topics are pre-planned and they are outlined and really prepared. And this one, I just felt super inspired. I felt super inspired just to like sit down and like record this podcast. And I was like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to record this podcast today because I just feel like I have so much to say and it will be really cool to sit down kind of in the moment and just talk through this topic. So I got home and I always have a to-do list for the day. And so I wrote that on my already very long to-do list and was like, yeah, okay, it's okay. Like I have a to-do list. I have a lot of things. I'm feeling overwhelmed. But I'm feeling really inspired. And so I want to do this thing. I want to make space for it. So I went through the, you know, beginning of my day and I was doing all these things and I had a huge weight on my shoulders with something that we were trying to get done in the business and people needed things from me. And as the day went on, it was just a lot. I was really wading through this overwhelm, just feeling like I had way too many things in on my plate that I was not going to be able to accomplish. And I mean, I don't have to tell you what overwhelm feels like. I'm sure you've felt overwhelmed in your life. And I feel like I do a pretty good job of managing overwhelm for the most part, usually. I definitely, this is something I've worked on and gotten better at and more skilled at dealing and wading through overwhelm. But this was the first time in a very long time where I really felt like it was getting the better of me. Like I just felt like I was in a deep, dark tunnel. I was alone in this tunnel and the weight of the world was on my shoulders with all of the things that I was expecting from me and that other people were frankly expecting of me too. So we get to the point of my day in the afternoon where I had blocked out that I was going to record this podcast about overwhelm. And I picked up my laptop. I always go upstairs because it has better recording quality. And I, you know, plugged in my microphone and I sat down and I just had this like just overwhelming feeling of just so much to do on my plate. And I took a moment and I actually just started laughing. I was like, Amber, what the heck are you doing? You're feeling so overwhelmed. Your list is way too long. And here you are adding another thing to your list, talking about feeling overwhelmed and then like adding more things to your list to create even more overwhelm. And I just started laughing at myself. It was just one of those like self-reflective moments of just what the flip are you doing? What are you doing? You're being crazy. This podcast can wait. We don't need more, like you don't need more things on your plate right now. You need less on your plate. And so that was a little bit of a coming to Jesus moment for me. And I closed my laptop and I said, I am not recording this podcast this week. It can go later. It can be recorded next week. I had gotten down when I came back from that drive. I had kind of written, jotted down a bunch of my thoughts really quickly so that I could kind of capture how I was feeling and that experience and some of the things that I wanted to say about overwhelm. And I said, not today. I'm not recording this podcast today. And I closed my laptop and I, you know, went and did some other things that had been on my list for a lot longer. And so I had this experience with overwhelm. And I share that because I think it is very relatable in a couple ways. One, I think we all feel overwhelmed. I think that is a human emotion. It is a human experience. It is never going to go away. Like I said, I feel like I've gotten better at dealing with overwhelm, but it still shows up. It still rears its ugly head. And I think anybody who's listening to this podcast who feels like they have never felt overwhelmed in their entire life, either you haven't lived for long enough or I don't know, you need to share your secrets with everybody because from my experience, it's a very human emotion that all of us feel at some time. And as I've really delved into learning about overwhelm and coaching a lot of clients through overwhelm, because this is it's a very common emotion when we start to do something new. And when we are experiencing new things is to start to feel overwhelmed. And since I teach people to do things that are new, I teach them to lift weights or I teach them to start to count macros, a lot of my clients struggle with overwhelm. And so I've had to get good at understanding overwhelm, learning how to coach through overwhelm, learning how to get people to move through overwhelm. And I have learned that overwhelm is really caused by two things, one of two things. It's a combination of two factors that come together. So the two factors are your list of things to do and the time in which you are expected to do them. So these two factors both come into play. And if you have a length of list of things to do and a time frame that is too short, you feel like to do them in, that creates overwhelm. And so there are two things that we can very easily start to see that we can do or adjust that can either increase or dispense with overwhelm. And that has to do with the length of your list and the time frame in which you have to do it. And so we can do either side of the equation. You can either shorten your list of things that you have to do. That's one of the things that I did, right? I said, I'm going to record this podcast. Yeah, that was really dumb. I'm going to cross that off of my list. I don't need a longer list. I need a shorter list of things to do. And that can help to dispel overwhelm. Or the other side is that we can expand the amount of time in which we have to do the things. And that, you know, if I have a long list of to-do things and I have to have them done by the end of the week, I may feel very overwhelmed. But if I can expand the length of time that I have to do that, so maybe I give myself 2 weeks or even 3 weeks to accomplish all of those tasks, suddenly I immediately feel less overwhelmed because the length of time that I'm required to do them feels longer. It feels better. And so this is a really quick, just easy tip to be able to utilize in your own life. When you start to feel overwhelmed, asking yourself that simple question, are there things on my list I can get rid of? And, or can I expand the time required to do them? And this has been monumental in my life, especially as I went through raising kids, and there's a lot of overwhelm that comes with being a mom and trying to run a household and manage the children and all of those things. And I very clearly remember when I was in the throes of mothering small children that a lot of times I would let go of things that were on my list previously, but that didn't really have to be done, right? So maybe I thought I was going to clean the bathrooms or I was going to pick up the playroom or something like that. And when I would get into those spaces of just feeling overwhelmed of trying to take care of kids and manage emotions and feed them and keep them alive, and I was just feeling very overwhelmed, I would do things like ask myself, is anybody going to die if the playroom doesn't get cleaned today? Like, if I don't clean the bathroom, is anybody going to die? No, nobody's going to die. Okay, I can remove that from my list. And that would help deal with the overwhelm that I was feeling. So either removing things from your list, or on the other side, sometimes we create these time frames around things that can be expanded. You know, even in the business, sometimes there's expectations of me that I'm going to get something done, especially since I have a team behind me. And a lot of times people are waiting for me to do things in order for them to do their job. And so, you know, people will put due dates on my calendar of like, I need this by this date. And there are just some times when I have to ask, hey, can we move this due date? I'm feeling really overwhelmed. I need more time to be able to accomplish this. And 9 times out of 10, people are totally okay with me moving, you know, whatever due date it is. And so that is another way that I deal with overwhelm, is expanding the amount of time that I am giving to something. So going back to my story, I actually did both of these things. Ultimately, I ended up doing both of these things. One, I, you know, cut some things off of my list that didn't absolutely have to be done. Well, in fact, actually, let me back up and let me tell you a little bit more about this story. So feeling very overwhelmed, sat down to record this podcast, thought, you're a jerk. What are you thinking? This is a dumb idea. And so later that day, I actually reached out to several people to let them know how I was feeling. And I think this is a really important factor of dealing with and moving through overwhelm, is to like rally the troops. Who is your support network? There is such power with verbalizing how you are feeling. One, because it brings an ethereal emotion into concreteness. Like, I am feeling overwhelmed, right? It's putting it out there. It's stating it. It's owning it. It's not trying to ignore it or push it away. A tendency that a lot of us have to do with negative emotions is to suppress it or to push it down or to pretend like it's not there. A lot of you know what I'm talking about, where we are uncomfortable with that feeling of negative emotions. And so we try to repress them. We try to push them down and not feel those negative emotions. And the problem is, negative emotions are like a tunnel. I said that I felt like I was in the middle of a dark tunnel. And by trying to push those negative emotions down, what ends up happening is they don't go anywhere. Like, the tunnel is still there. You still haven't made it through the tunnel, and it's just going to pop up at other times. So what really needs to happen is going through the emotion, right? Exiting out the tunnel, going through the dark tunnel and getting to the other side. And that comes from actually feeling and processing those negative emotions. A lot of us aren't very good at that. This is where emotional eating tends to come up, is with unprocessed negative emotions. So anyway, a really important step is labeling it, acknowledging it, not trying to push it away or saying, I shouldn't feel overwhelmed, or I'm bad if I feel overwhelmed, or I'm not a good enough mom, or I'm not a good enough business owner, or I'm not a good enough whatever. That's not the way to deal with it. It is to acknowledge it and say, this is how I'm feeling, and I can honor that I am feeling overwhelmed. There's nothing wrong, inherently wrong, with feeling that. And I can reach out to my support network to get the support I need. So I actually reached out to a couple team members. I talked to Carly, who's our integrator. I talked to my husband, I talked to someone else on the team, and I just let them know, I'm like, hey, I'm feeling really overwhelmed. I have a lot of things that are on my plate. I feel the weight of the world on me, and I'm just feeling really overwhelmed right now. And the first thing that Carly did was, hey, I'm going to take a bunch of things off of your to-do list. So she went into my Monday board, which is our project management software, and she literally like moved a bunch of due dates for me so that it was not visually on my list of things to do for the week. She's like, we can move this stuff. It doesn't have to happen this week. So, you know, she went and expanded the amount of time for some of these things. And immediately I felt, okay, I can breathe again. My list is a little bit shorter and I have a little bit longer period of time to be able to do this. And that really helped. I also shared how I was feeling with my husband and just kind of, I actually like sat in his lap and just like had a good cry, had a good like releasing of that emotion. Again, trying to repress negative emotion never ever works in the long run. And so I allowed myself to like feel that overwhelm, feel it, sit there, cry through it, let my husband like hold me. And then I was able to get up and I was able to get into action, which is the last step really of getting out of overwhelm, is getting into some sort of action. What happens when we feel overwhelmed is we tend to freeze. And it's one of the worst things that we can do. Because imagine if, again, if we use this analogy of feeling overwhelmed, being in like a dark tunnel, and you know, the darkness is what we don't like, freezing in the middle of that tunnel is like the worst thing you can do. Moving even forward or backward, like moving in any direction is going to get you out of the tunnel. It's going to get you back into the light. But ironically, what a lot of us do is we freeze and we don't do anything. Or we do what I see a lot of clients do, is we feel overwhelmed and then we just quit. We just throw our hands up in the air and we just quit. And I want to reframe this feeling of overwhelm, especially when you are doing or starting something new. So I like to use the analogy of like a box that all of us are in, and we could label this our comfort zone. And when we stay in our comfort zone, we feel very comfortable. We feel very safe. There is usually not a whole lot of negative emotion. There's also usually not a whole lot of progress or growth being made because you're in your comfort zone, and we don't grow when we're in our comfort zone. And so there's nothing wrong with being in your comfort zone. However, a lot of times I work with people who would like to achieve a result that they haven't yet achieved. They'd like to squat 200 pounds. They'd like to lose 30 pounds. They'd like to feel better in their clothes. Like whatever the goal is, it is outside of what they have been able to achieve up to that point, or what they've been able to achieve and then maintain to that point. And so understanding that anytime we want to create a new reality, anytime we want to achieve a goal that we haven't yet achieved, understanding and realizing that we have to exit outside of that comfort zone. That's required for growth. And so what happens is we exit outside of that comfort zone, and all of a sudden, a lot of negative emotion tends to come up for a lot of us. Overwhelm, confusion, worry, like fear comes up because we are doing new things that we've never done before. And so our brain, in order to protect us, because our brain doesn't like new things, our brain has evolved to like sherbets, to like things that we know, that we're familiar with, because that equals safety to our brain, right? If I'm familiar with it, then that's much safer than something I'm unfamiliar with. And so when we step outside of that comfort zone, it really challenges our brain, because now we're being placed in a situation that is unfamiliar, that is uncomfortable. And so our brain reacts by a lot of negative emotion. Confusion is one that I deal with a lot of people. It's like, I'm so confused. I can't get this. I'm just going to quit. Overwhelm. I'm feeling so overwhelmed. There's so much to learn. There's so many new things. I can't do it all. Quit. And understanding that that is your brain's way of trying to get you to go back into your comfort zone. Because again, your brain likes to feel comfortable. It likes to feel safe. It likes things that are familiar with it. However, if you only stay with things that are safe and familiar, you never ever grow. So you're kind of in this conundrum of how important is growth and new results and goals that you've set for yourself? How important is that to you? Are you willing to work, you know, with your brain starting to freak out? Are you willing to work through overwhelm? Are you willing to work through confusion? Are you willing to work through fear, frustration, disappointment? Are you willing to go through that tunnel to get to the other side where the results that you want lay? And that's a good question to ask yourself. Am I willing to go through the dark tunnel to get to where I want to go? And if the answer is no, then I would recommend not starting. Like, if you just want to stay safe and in your comfort zone and not achieve anything outside of the things that you've already achieved in your life, you're super happy with everything that's going on in your life, you don't need any, want anything more, you don't, you know, want to push yourself or challenge yourself, then you can totally stay inside of your comfort zone. And maybe you can avoid feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you can avoid feeling confused or disappointed or frustrated or fearful or any of those things. However, the moment that you say, I want that goal, I don't have it yet, but I want it, now you are stepping outside of that comfort zone and you're going to feel your brain start to freak out a little bit. And so the key is not to have that indicate to you that you're doing something wrong. You feeling overwhelmed doesn't mean anything's wrong. It means that you're outside of your comfort zone. And we need to have a way to be able to manage our brain freaking the heck out. And that's where I gave you some of those like really, you know, like specific tips of ways to bust through overwhelm. When we feel it, it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean you need to quit or stop. It does mean you probably need to reinvestigate your list of expectations and the time frame in which you're expected to do them, and see if you can play around with increasing or decreasing those. Naming and labeling that emotion and being willing to feel it and not run away from it is really, really powerful. Including support network, you know, letting people support you and help you take things off your plate, be able to extend timelines or deadlines, or be able to tell you, hey, this doesn't really need to be done today, and helping you to prioritize those things that are most important can be really powerful in helping you to move through the overwhelm. And then the last piece that I kind of briefly mentioned, but I really want to hit on now, is that the best way to get out of overwhelm is to get into some sort of action. Because again, you don't want to just sit in the middle of the tunnel. It's like being in the middle of a dark tunnel, being scared, and then just sitting down in the middle of the dark tunnel. That's not going to solve anything. And so getting into action is going to help you to move through the overwhelm. And so the question that I always like to ask my clients is, what is something that feels, and this is the key, these are the key words, what is something that feels light and easy that I could do today that would help move me towards the goals that I have set for myself? But the keys of that question are something that's light and easy. It should feel like super easy. Like, I can totally do that today. That's something I can accomplish. I'm not worried that I'm not going to be able to do it. It's not adding to my, you know, my list. It's like, yes, I can do that one simple thing today. And I know that maybe it's not going to like change the trajectory of my entire life, but it's going to put me on the pathway towards success. So if we relate this to tracking macros, because this is something that, again, a lot of people who come into macro counting, it's very overwhelming. It's very new. There's a lot of things to learn. Maybe they've never logged their food before. Maybe they've never used a scale. Maybe they've never even paid attention to their nutrition. It's a lot of moving pieces at the beginning. And so understanding that, hey, there's a learning curve when it comes to counting macros. It's very normal to feel confused. It's very normal to feel overwhelmed. But when we feel those ways, how are we going to move through them? Well, we're going to find something that feels light and easy that we can do, and that's going to move us in the right direction. So this may look like not tracking everything you eat today. Maybe this looks like, hey, I'm just going to track my breakfast, and that feels light and easy to me. I can accomplish that. And I'm going to let go of tracking lunch and dinner. Now your brain starts to freak out and is like, but if you don't track lunch and dinner, then you're not going to be successful, and you're not going to be able to get all the results you want, and you might as well quit because it's not enough, and yeah, 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 like blah, 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 blah. But recognize that this is your brain going into freak out mode, into all or nothing mode, where we've created this dichotomy of like, you have to do everything in order to be successful, or we're not going to do anything at all. And I know that you already know something is better than nothing. And so if we committed to just tracking breakfast, isn't that better than quitting and not tracking anything at all? And of course, you know the answer is yes to that. And so that's how we start to get out of overwhelm. We're feeling overwhelmed because I have to track every single thing that enters my mouth in this whole entire day. That is very overwhelming, especially for someone starting out. So what if we just start with breakfast? Or what if we just start with, instead of weighing everything that you eat, you weigh your protein sources? So things like that, where we can pare down what we're expecting of ourselves, something that feels light and easy that I can accomplish today that will move me forward to my goals. Three things, light and easy that I can accomplish today. So we're not saying I'm going to work out five times this week. No. It's like, I'm going to go on a 10-minute walk today. That feels light and easy. I can do that. It's more than I would have done previously. And then the third part is that it moves you towards your goals, right? It moves you in the direction that you want to go in. And that is how you get through overwhelm. Again, this is not going to prevent overwhelm from never occurring. If you want to grow, you're going to have to deal with overwhelm. If you want to push yourself and become a higher version of yourself, a new version of yourself, yourself 2.0, you are required to step out of your comfort zone. And when that happens, your brain's going to flip the heck out. And we have to figure out how to manage that and deal with that and how to move through it and not let it prevent you from being successful. The last tip that I have for moving through overwhelm is reminding yourself that overwhelm is always future focused. It's always about the future. I have a list of too many things to do in the future, and not enough time to do them, and I feel very overwhelmed. And so anxiety is also another negative emotion that's always future focused. We're anxious about what could happen in the future. And so one way to deal with that is to come back to the present moment. And this is a lot of what mindfulness training is around, is those problems, those worries, those fears that you have don't exist in the present moment. They exist when you allow your mind to go out into the future and wonder and worry and think about and stress about. And so when you can come back to the present moment and be in the present moment, that overwhelm, that confusion, that fear, that it dissipates. And we can come back to, like, in this very moment, right here, when I'm sitting here right now, like, overwhelm isn't present because I'm not thinking about all the things that I have to do. And so I'm not saying that we just sit here forever and we just always just sit in the moment and then everything in our life is taken care of. Of course, we have to get into action. But I find for myself that reminding myself of that fact, especially when that emotion really, like, starts to bubble up and starts to feel like it's going to spill out. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a tea kettle where the pressure is just building and building and building and building, and I'm about ready to explode. That is the moment where, for me, coming back to my body, taking a couple of deep breaths, recentering for this present moment allows me to get out of the future, get out of what could happen, what, you know, the 10 things I need to do today, and come back to just what is right now in this present moment and be still and present with the now. Take a deep breath. Again, come back into, like, how can I reduce the overwhelm by extending the amount of time that I have to do something or shortening the list? How can I get into action? What feels light and easy to be able to get through this? A side note, as I was, you know, sharing this experience with my husband and kind of just letting him into how I was feeling, he was making the mention of the fact that he's gotten really good at dealing with overwhelm as well, because it's been required of him as he's gone. Many of you know he's a physician, and so he's gone through, you know, med school and residency and fellowship and, you know, working in a hospital. And he has to do a lot of things in his day that he doesn't want to do. Everybody's always expecting you to do things faster. It's like time in the OR, they're expecting you to turn over, or you're supposed to fit more patients into a day. And there's always, like, always more to do. And, you know, he's gotten good at his big thing of, like, getting out of overwhelm is just, like, to get into action. And so I really think that is one of the biggest pieces, is, like, getting into some sort of action, that momentum, that movement, not allowing yourself to just quit, not allowing yourself to just give up, but actually creating some sort of forward momentum. It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be 7 days at the gym. It doesn't have to be tracking every single thing you eat the entire week. It just has to be more than you were doing previously. And that consistent, repetitive showing up for yourself day through day in, day out is what creates change. I love the saying that consistency beats intensity every single time. Small little steps taken every single day over and over and over over a long period of time will always create more transformation, more change, more results than these quick bursts of intensity where we wear ourselves out. And that's how I see a lot of people approaching their health and fitness journey, is in spurts of intensity. I'm going to be on this diet. I'm going to do it right. And I'm going to never eat sugar. And I'm going to work out 7 days. And they can do that for like an week and then fall off the wagon. Now this is, I'm not like shaming anybody, right? A lot of you are probably listening to me like, yeah, that's me. I can relate to that. And I can relate to that as well, because I was right there with you. I could be good Monday through Thursday. Could eat totally clean, not eat any sugar, no processed foods, 100%. And then I would fall off the wagon every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then it was Monday morning again. And I'm like, this is it. This is the week. I know I said that last week. I know I said last week was the week, but I was kidding. This is the week. And then I would repeat that cycle again. Had I realized back then that instead of those short bursts of intensity, if I had focused more on just small changes consistently over time, that I wouldn't have burned myself out. I would have been able to go for longer and I would have gotten more results. So don't believe your brain when it starts to say, but it's not enough. You got to do more. You really think this is like, you really think this one little change is going to do anything? Yes. Yes, it is. Because we are in this for long-term consistency, because we know that in the long run, that's going to get us better results. We all deal with overwhelm, my friends. If you want to grow, if you are committed to transformation, you're going to feel overwhelmed. If you're doing big things in life, you're going to feel overwhelmed. So when it happens, not if, when it happens, hopefully you remember some of the things that you learned in this podcast episode and you can start to implement them and play around with them and learn how to move through overwhelm, not to push it down, not to ignore it, not to never feel it. But when it comes, to know how to create a plan, to know how to move through it, and to recognize for it for what it is. I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone. Welcome, overwhelm. Welcome to the table. And then move through it. I mean, I'm not saying that I love to feel overwhelmed. Last week was a hard week. I felt a lot of overwhelm. I had to put into practice a lot of the things that I teach my clients. But I made it and I lived. And I moved through that experience, and you can do it too. All right. So I hope this offered something for you. I hope that you are able to maybe take some of these tips and actually put them into practice. And if you do, I would love for you to let me know how it goes. You can send me a DM, you can tag me on Instagram or on Facebook, but I'd love to hear the actual implementation of what you learned, because we all know learning is fantastic, but nothing ever changes until what we learn is actually put into action. And that's where the transformation starts to happen. So thanks for being here. Thanks for being a Biceps After Babies radio listener. If you haven't taken the time to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening on, please, please do that. Take the time. It really does help the podcast. It helps me to be able to continue to put out good free content that can really hopefully change your life. And I'm glad that you're here. That wraps up this episode of Biceps After Babies Radio. I'm Amber. Now go out and be strong, because remember, my friend, you can do anything. Hey friend, have you heard the news? We have a Biceps After Babies Radio insider list. If you love Biceps After Babies Radio, you don't want to miss a thing. Head to bicepsafterbabies.com/insider to join the group. You'll be the first to know all things about the podcast, see some behind the scenes, and get special messages from yours truly. We want to make this a special community for those who are fans of the podcast. And last, did this episode particularly resonate with you? If so, will you please share it? Either send the link to someone who would find it valuable or take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tell your family and friends why they should listen. Make sure you tag me at Biceps After Babies so I can hear your feedback and give you a little love. And, you know, if you aren't already following me on Instagram or Facebook, that's the perfect time to hit that follow button. Thank you for being here and listening to Biceps After Babies Radio.